From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 457 for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022.
This week, we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, a new pen from Retro, an old friend back in stock, a contest winner, a new contest, plus Shikiori pens and a new Penlux. They're coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
You want to hear an astronomy joke?
Sure.
You know, Orion's belt is a big waste of time.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Sorry, terrible. Only 3 stars on that joke.
Only 3 stars. Mine's not any better, I assure you.
Brian. It looked funnier on the page. Sorry. Yes, sir.
What is the strangest breakfast?
I don't know.
Milk and cereal.
Oh.
Ugh, that's so bad. Brian.
Yes.
Nice to be back.
Yes.
I've forgotten how to do this, so you might have to, you know, give me a cue.
Might have to help you out.
Might have to help me
out. I don't think you forgot.
I do have pieces of paper here in front of me that help me anyway. Location bumper, which I know you've seen.
I just saw it. Just showed it to me. Yep.
This week's location bumper is across the street and 450 feet that way.
Yes.
It is Player 2 Arcade Bar.
I love this place.
That's what you said when I said that we were going to do this, because I have never been there, but you love this place. Yep. I will say that they are open. Not just 7 days a week, but 365 days a year. I see why you love this place.
That I didn't know.
They have games that you play.
Lots of games.
I made a partial list. Mortal Kombat 3, Super Mario Brothers, Double Dragon, Joust Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and a personal favorite of mine, Space Invaders.
Space Invaders, yeah.
Plus pinball machines, apparently.
Lots of pinball machines. Burger Time, we're playing Burger. And Galaga, if ever you like Galaga.
So you're a frequent
I was actually there last week. I have some tokens on my desk.
Let's wrap this up. And
I know, right? It's a great place.
So Player 2 Arcade, additionally, someone a long time ago in the comments said, is Player 2 Arcade still in town? And yes, it is.
Yep.
And you'll find Brian there.
Yeah. Maybe once in a while.
Well, you're either here or there.
Well.
Today, September 22nd. Today. September 22nd is the first day of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. What does that make it in the Southern Hemisphere?
Summer.
Spring?
Spring.
Spring. The equinox takes place at 8.03 p.m. Central Time tonight for us.
Okay.
That's the autumnal equinox.
Are you going to be awake?
8.03 p.m.? Not yet. That's 1.03 p.m. on Friday. Just Friday afternoon for our friends in New Zealand. Okay. So 8.03 p.m. here is 1.03 p.m. the next day.
The next day, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, they're going to have the spring equinox. Today, September 22nd, is also, and you know this because you took your bike to work today, World Car Free Day.
Yes.
World Car Free Day, celebrated every year on September 22nd, encourages motorists to give up their cars for a day. Organized events are held in some cities and countries. And we participate by giving up our cars.
Great.
Okay.
All right, then.
You did already.
I know, right?
And one last thing. Today, September 22nd, is also National Ice Cream Cone Day. To be honest, I did zero research on this. I just read that and said, I want an ice cream cone.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can just make stuff up. I mean, today could be National Scone Day.
There will be a link for this down below.
It might be National Scone Day.
You could make it a thing.
We could make it a thing.
Every day is National Scone Day.
Every day is
Brian Scone Day. YouTube. I just want to mention that Steph and I, as you may have noticed, are kind of switching off every other week. Next week is Steph, but it coincides with Lisa's visit.
Great.
You're going to Chicago.
Yep.
Lisa will be here. So next week's podcast will be Ladies Night at the Pen Store.
Ladies Night at the Pen Store. Okay.
News. How are we doing on Hobonichi?
Hobonichi.
I got mine.
Still first ordering period. So we have lots of weeks, A6 and cousin sets.
Can you believe I'm actually considering getting a Weeks?
Another one? Really?
They're so...
Like first day. You were like, okay, do.
Yeah. But I don't have a Weeks. And I might...
They're handy.
I might need one.
They're handy. I haven't pulled mine aside yet, but I'm just kind of waiting. I think I'm
going
to do the A6. No, I'm going to do the A6.
A6. Yeah. A6. Well, yeah.
And I'm going to reuse one of the covers I had from a couple years ago.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Because they're reusable.
They are.
And there's something called Sailors Don't Miss the Boat Sale that goes on to the end of this month.
Yep, so another week.
Means
and
a
some
week
change.
From tomorrow.
Yep.
A week from tomorrow. And good deals there.
Yes, yeah. So there's still a few pens left. Key lime. I think we still have some.
A large key lime or just?
I have to double check, but we were really low, and we might have had like one left.
And these are discontinued, by the way.
Yes, they're discontinued.
What we have.
I can't get any more.
And interestingly enough, if we still have them at the end of Don't Miss the Boat, the price goes back up.
It goes back up to normal. Yeah,
even though they're discontinued,
I can't sell them for less than.
You did a podcast last week with Steph.
Yes.
Where you mentioned upcoming price increases, specifically, amongst others, for Sailor pens products that will take effect as of October 1st.
Yes, October 1st.
And it was basically the complete works of William Shakespeare.
It wasn't that long. I condensed it.
That was the condensed version.
Okay. Yes.
It's basically, as far as pens are concerned, everything that is not a North American exclusive.
Yeah.
But that's hard to tell what that is. So we will either put the list down below in the comments, or we will make something called a blog post could refer to.
Do people still do that? Yes, there's still blogs.
And this came in. I just saw
Yes. So
this is unusual.
We did. They started shipping some old back orders. We got an Imperial Black in stock. So if you've been looking... to get a Pro Gear
nice.
Imperial Black, the Dark Matte.
Yeah.
It's a super cool pen. That price is going up on the 1st.
On the 1st.
So we did get
so
one.
So you have a week to get this.
You got a week to get it at the regular price. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's it for news, except that a week from tomorrow, which will be the 30th, the last Friday of this month, there is a vintage mailer coming out.
Yes.
And you have brought, I can see it, a preview pen.
It's a special.
Which is a very special
pen.
I like that.
I don't know if you can see this. Probably do a little close-up of it. It is a Visconti You and Me.
Oh, it's one of the You and Me.
It's a set. It's a limited edition set. There were only 500 made.
When?
I have no idea.
Long time ago.
I actually had the year written down. But it comes, it's this fountain pen and matching little mini ballpoint.
Mini, tiny, cute pen.
Yes, yes. Little mini, tiny. It says You and Me, and there's a little arrow on the back.
And look at their clip.
It's beautiful, elegant clip. I love that cap. But 18 karat gold two-tone nib.
From the original nib.
The original, yes. So this is really
what size?
This one is a medium. I'm sorry, 14 karat medium.
14 karat medium?
Yeah.
Because I had one of those as a 1.1 stub.
Oh, really? It
must have been
nice.
Just so
this
nice.
This blue, though, is so beautiful. This looks, you know what this looks like? This reminds me of the Delta Fusion had this material. It's a really, and sterling silver cap bands.
Little dots make it.
It's got a little sparkle.
I
want to
say
it.
Sparkles, yeah.
So
that is a very
nice. It's very, very clean.
Now, this is not at the website.
It's not on the website
yet. Because it'll show up a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
But, you know, if I called you on the phone?
If you call me on the phone, we can talk about it.
Or show
up at the store. Yeah, we'll have it here. So.
Very nice weight to it, too.
It's nice, isn't it? I like it. An original box. It's got all the paperwork, and this is usually the piece that goes missing, and it uses a little mini refill, but it's a little checkbook type pen.
Very nice.
So that's that, and then there will be some this month. There will be some higher ticket items, and then next month I'm working on already. September we got busy with Hobonichi, but next month is going to be
just a little
massive.
For the
vintage
mailer.
Yes. I'm already up to 80 some pens.
Didn't I tell you just before we started that if we want to say it on camera, we have to write it down?
Yes.
I missed that completely.
Oh.
Guess the pen in Brian's pocket. I happen to know what that is because I saw it on Sunday.
Sunday.
I wrote with it on Sunday. Over a scone, as I recall.
Stop talking about food.
Speaking of that blue of the Visconti, it will go very nicely with my ink of the week.
Look at that.
This one, by the way, was selected by Dave, our store manager. I don't know why. I asked him to select one, and he selected this, so he must have some interest in it.
Ooh,
it is Tasha Ukiyo-e Hiroshige Asahanada, and when we refer to it, amongst ourselves, we just call it Asahanada.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty nice in my handprint and very pleasant in the writing. It's Asahanada apparently is Japanese for pale indigo. I think it's more of a light blue in my writing.
It's not too pale.
I don't really see much violet in where it comes out of the pen. Mm. For me, it's kind of a, I'm going to call it a pastel blue that you can read.
Okay.
Because there's an Herbon pastel blue that I really like, but I can't read it at all.
It's a turquoise.
Okay, you can call it a turquoise.
That's what I would call it.
Zero feathering, zero show through, zero bleeding, flowed very nicely from the pen. I'm going to say cleanup was a four. It was fairly simple, okay. not too bad. Comes in 40 mil bottles, the little ice cube bottles that I like, but the star of the show is, of course, the box.
The box.
You need all the boxes.
Yeah, you got to have two of each box.
I wonder if you can unfold them and frame them and put them on the wall.
You probably could.
Because that's the reason to buy them.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think, yes, we absolutely have the 3 milliliter samples.
Yep.
It's a lovely ink.
Yeah, Tasha makes a really nice ink. It's not made by Sailor.
No.
It's made by Nakabayashi, but it's...
What?
Nakabayashi? It's Japanese adjacent. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Great. I'm very happy this time.
Why did the kids cross the playground? To get to the other slides.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
We have segments in the podcast.
Yes.
One of them is just in. One of them is coming soon. It's probably a contest thing. We need a new one. Come and gone. Because the next subject is a new Retro 51 pen called the Loteria, which would be gone had we not pulled it from inventory.
Pulled it from me. It's
we
right
pulled
there.
Pulled it. Because they came in and said, let's save one for the podcast.
Yep.
We'll get to that in a second. Loteria, of course, is a game. I have played it in Mexico. I don't know if it's in other Spanish-speaking countries. I have only seen it in Mexico.
Okay.
And it's like bingo.
Okay.
Except the times I've played it, you have to fill up the whole card. And instead of numbers...
So there's a card.
There's a card which has these
little pictures
on the card, and then... Those are also like a deck of playing cards.
Okay.
Someone turns them over, shuffles them and turns them over one at a time. And when you fill up your whole card, you get bingo.
Oh, okay.
And Retro 51 says that some people say buenas instead of bingo. But I have never done that. It's always been loteria. That's what you say.
Okay.
If you're the winner, just like bingo is bingo. I have never, I'm just contradictory. I have never played by putting beans... raw beans as your tokens. We usually just play with money, coins, whatever we had laying around, whatever you have. But yes, there's always a jar of beans, so you could, that's very easy to use. So the Retro 51 Loteria recreates the feeling of joy of playing this game. The barrel vibrantly mimics the bingo card, which is the one you keep in front of you. But with a retro twist that the collector will enjoy, the Retro 51 Loteria Tornado Popper is a limited edition of 915 pieces.
And why is that?
I didn't read why. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Well, September 15th is the start of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay.
And maybe that's why.
Okay.
It features a printed bingo card. Is that in here?
Oh.
We have not opened this. It is still sealed. Stone-washed brass accents and a raw bean design on the top of the pen.
So,
the reason we pulled this from inventory is for
you.
Because when this podcast goes live on YouTube, we will put this back in inventory so that somebody from this audience has a chance to get this pen. Otherwise, it would have been gone. And because we took it out of inventory, we will be getting some back in stock notifications, which means we'll hold off on those too. So give you a little time to grab this. The last one, they're numbered. What's our number here?
Our number here is 836.
836. So especially if you were born on the 36th of August, that would be
perfect.
A great pen.
Perfect pen.
Very nice. They always do. I don't know why they make so few, because that makes
they
them disappear right away. I'm glad we pulled that out of inventory. Something old is back again.
Yes.
It's been on about a two-year
hiatus. Has it been 2 years?
That's what our website says.
Oh.
And it's called Inkzap.
Inkzap.
Vita Meta Vegemin. No, Inkzap. I will just give you the lowdown on this. You like this.
I love this
stuff. If you love fountain pens, then you know that inky accidents occur. With InkZap in your arsenal, you'll no longer be embarrassed by unsightly ink stains on your hands.
Look at that.
It's gooey.
It's lovely.
You can go from colorful mess to inspection ready in a matter of minutes. Professional pen restorers like Brian say InkZap is the best ink remover they have ever used. Order a jar for both home and work and never be embarrassed by unsightly ink stains on your hands again. InkZap, by the way, is sold by weight in an oversized jar so that you can put your fingers in there, brand new jar, and it doesn't overflow.
Right.
There's room in there to put your fingers. How do you use this? Because
I have
never used it.
That's the important thing that you have to know about this is it's not an instant put it on and it goes away. I mean, you have to put it in, put it in your hands,
dry,
and you rub
though,
it.
Right?
Yes, dry.
Dry.
And then you let it absorb into your skin a little bit and you just kind of rub it around. And then you start putting just a couple drops of water in it. Just a couple. You don't want to wash it off and then keep rubbing. A couple more drops, and then just... And yesterday I cleaned 22 pens at the end of the day.
Well, that's...
And my hands are spot
before we
clean.
Recorded, we were talking about it, and I said, yes, but does it work? And he just said, look at my hands. I said, well, when's the last time your hands were dirty? And he said,
they were a mess
22
yesterday.
Pens yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to have to try that, too.
It works. It's great.
Because that's... I imagine they just stopped making it for a little while. Now they're making it again.
They couldn't get it or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but it's back.
We have been hoarding the same two bottles for the last 2 years. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. I'll use soap.
And I suppose you are a person that keeps one here at work. And
I've got one at home too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So InkZap, not too expensive either.
No. It's definitely worth it. I mean, that'll last a long time.
Long time.
You know, give it a little bit of shake to kind of mix it up, and then.
Oh, before you open it?
Yeah.
Mix it up. Get it all. Okay. Fantastic. InkZap.
I told my carpenter I didn't want carpeted steps. He gave me a blank stare.
Brian.
Yes.
Last week, you did the podcast with Steph.
I did.
And you guys had a contest.
Okay.
Do you remember the contest?
Which of the new Edison Comets do you like the best?
Yeah, which one most appeals to you? And did you have a favorite?
The red one, which is the...
Cumberland.
The Cumberland. I always get the name wrong. I think it should be the Brandywine, but...
The Cumberland, of all the votes, took 26% of the votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a lot? No, it's not a lot.
Not when there's only three.
My favorite,
which is the Brandywine, took 31% of
okay.
the votes. So the clear winner was Sea Spray.
Sea
Spray. The
yeah.
blue swirl, which is pretty.
Yeah,
which
yeah
is
it
pretty,
is pretty.
Took 43%. Blue is very appealing to many people.
I
notice it when it's ink, because blue inks, I do like blue inks. So, yours was a distant third. Hmm. Is that the red and black?
That's the red and black one, with the smoke gray.
I think that one is my second favorite. The blue swirl, I don't know, it's just of the three. If I had to rate them, it would be Brandywine, Cumberland, Sea Spray for me. So I am just against everybody's votes here. Jonathan Montalvo said, my favorite Edison Comet is Cumberland. That's yours. That's yours.
Yay.
The red and black give it a sort of vampire or goth look.
Oh, I guess.
Like it's a pen that never got a hug from its pen dad.
They should have put a black clip on it. Can you imagine?
Ooh,
black
we
clip,
could
black
make that happen.
We could probably.
Liz Colton says, that Brandywine Comet is my favorite color, but they are all gorgeous looking pens. I like the shape, style of the pen overall, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's the taper.
Yeah, it's like a skyline.
Skyline.
It's like an old Evernote
skyline. Many people
mention
skyline in that.
Yeah.
Peggy Love says, I like the Sea Spray because of the beautiful blue finial. Just beautiful. Mm. Jennifer C., hashtag Team Brandywine. I love that yellow on top, and I would probably get some of the 50 States main ink to go with it. I think I just want an excuse to get that lovely gray. You don't need an excuse. You just need a computer.
You need
it's
it.
Pretty
you need
easy.
A pen.
Yeah.
Computer.
Probably already has. We have a winner. Ooh. Winner for this week's $20 gift certificate to your Anderson Pens account is Wayne Bosma, whose comment was, I really like the look of the Cumberland. Isn't that yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
The colors look classic to me. They are rather classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I were shopping with my wife, though, I suspect I might end up with the Sea Spray. Well, you just make two trips, one for yourself, one with your wife. No. Wayne, write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and I will see to it that we put a $20 credit. Actually, I get in touch with him and say, would you please put a $20 credit on Wayne's account? One additional comment from Kauai Photography. Aloha to everyone at AP.
Aloha.
I totally forgot to wish Justin congratulations last week. And if you haven't picked a honeymoon spot, the Garden Island of Kauai would be my top recommendation. And I bring this up because I don't think they've picked a spot, ooh, but I think you've mentioned Hawaii as a possibility. Yes, he's saying this. Yes.
You got a photographer lined up.
There you go. And we've got a new contest. A new contest. That involves counting, because I wanted to give everybody something to do for autumn. And it's in the store.
Okay.
Justin can run the clip right now. Justin did a flyby of our ink wall. I don't know if you can see it, actually, but the ink wall is on that side of me. That's where many of our ink bottles are for in-store shopping. And the question is, how many bottles of ink are on that wall? Now, I'm not talking about ink bottles anywhere else.
1 million.
No bottles anywhere else in the store, because there's some shelves elsewhere with bottles, and none of our storage bottles. Just the ones that are out right now as of this minute. We just counted them when he took that, because inventory constantly changes. How many bottles of ink do you think are on that wall? One comment will be chosen. Comment down below with your guess. Will be chosen at random to win a $20 gift certificate at Anderson Penn's account. Have I told you how many bottles are there?
We talked about it. I would have gotten it wrong.
I would have gotten it quite a bit wrong.
Yeah.
But and I don't think, is there a rule that you can't go over? Is it the closest without going over, or is it just the closest? I'll let you decide.
We'll see how it is. If somebody actually gets the right number, then...
Well,
if you get the right number, but...
If you get the right number, but...
No, it's... No, if it's, it goes
under
over...
Or over doesn't
under
matter.
Or doesn't matter. It's
whoever gets closest plus to the actual number that we just counted when he took the flyby.
Eric.
Yes. Do you know where you're going, though?
No, I have no idea where I'm going.
You're going...
Coming soon, the... I did that on purpose.
Oh, sure.
The Sailor 1911 Shikiori 5th Anniversary Pens.
I have seen the pictures, and they are rather
nice.
Cool.
I like them.
I like the color scheme. Why don't you tell us all about them?
Break out the sake. It is time to celebrate.
Hoot.
The Shikiori Pen Series by Sailor celebrates its 5th anniversary with this reflective new design inspired by a grain of rice. Sailor 1911 Standard Shikiori 5th Anniversary Minori, meaning bountiful harvest in Japanese, is designed to echo the colors in rice paddies. With the soft reflection of a blue sky in the body, the green of growing rice shown on the section, and golden hour sunshine glinting off of the water at sundown captured in the cap. Sailor 1911 Standard Shikiori 5th Anniversary Minori is available in a fountain pen and a ballpoint. Fountain pen features brilliant gold ion-plated accents and a 14-karat gold medium-fine nib. It comes with a 20-milliliter bottle of color-changing ink, and the ink writes green and then becomes more hazel-colored as it dries, mimicking the life cycle of rice as it grows and then eventually returns to the earth. It includes a proprietary Sailor converter for use with bottle ink, as well as Sailor proprietary cartridges. The ballpoint features a gold ion-plated clip and trim, and the twist action mechanism extends and retracts the smooth writing refill. And it is weighted well, heavy enough to feel substantial, but not so heavy that it feels unwieldy.
And
a super cool, beautiful, transparent cap on that ballpoint.
Yes, but I'm rather drawn to the ink, too,
yes,
for some reason. The pictures they have provided of the ink that changes color intrigue me. And it's 1911.
1911,
which I like.
Yep. Standard.
Only one nib.
One nib, yep.
When?
Soon.
Soon.
I think they're... I think...
Probably en route.
Yeah, it's probably en route, yeah.
Now...
It's hard to keep track of all the...
Are these going to be here before the price increase?
It doesn't matter. They're not going up.
These are North American exclusives.
No, but they're not going to launch a new product and then...
Okay, so this is not affected.
It's not affected,
yeah. Not affected.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I can't wait to see them
in
real
they look nice. I like the color. I like the coloring.
Maybe they'll be here for the next podcast.
Probably.
See, then I'll miss them because I won't be here. But we can trot them out again.
We can.
In addition to that, there's another Penlux coming.
Yes.
It's a masterpiece grande in marble wave.
Looks great.
I've seen the pictures. It's a red marble, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Red and black.
Red, yep. Mm-hmm.
The Penlux Masterpiece Grande in Marble Wave features a body and cap in a gorgeous resin of swirling dark red and black, accented with gold-plated trim. That design, it reminds me of something. Like old Watermans or something?
It's a little bit too red. Too red. Not orange enough.
The colors invoke the elegance of a hazy jazz lounge with red velvet booths and black bar stools.
Do they now?
That's what I've been told. Or player two arcade.
I need to go to a hazy jazz lounge, apparently.
The gold-plated stainless steel Jovo nib gives a smooth riding experience, and the oversized body with the piston filling system makes this a terrific value. Available nib sizes will be fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub. These are terrific values.
Yes,
they're
it's a good value.
They're substantial in size. They're piston fillers. Nice
Jovo nibs.
Nice everything about these.
They are also available in 18-karat nib options. If you are interested in those, they are not on the website, but just get in touch with us. And
they take a little longer?
Yeah, take a little bit longer. No, I don't stock the gold.
They're all nice. This one...
These marbles are they're coming out. They're better and better every time. This is really nice.
I can't wait to see this one because it might be the one that gets me to actually buy one. Because that design is just reminiscent of something
very
for
nice.
Me.
Yes, very nice.
Down the bottom here says,
go to the outro on tripod. So I think there's three the legs there. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Don't forget there's a store in Chicago. It's at the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You'll find Lisa there.
Unless you go this weekend?
Unless you go this weekend, and you'll be there on Monday. Yeah.
And Sunday?
And Sunday, yeah.
Sunday and Monday. Yeah. Okay. Is there a website for that store?
Chicago.andersonpens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Did I have any words of wisdom? I did. Dental x-rays are just toothpicks. We're back, because I forgot what it says at the bottom of that sheet. We had to talk about this pen in Brian's pocket.
I saw you going where you were going, and it just...
You didn't stop me.
I didn't stop you. I figured it would... It's on the page. It's on the page.
I didn't pay any attention to your pen this week. I didn't say we should...
You didn't pay any attention to my pen this week?
What is this?
This is a 1920s Waterman 452.
The four means it's
sterling.
Silver.
Sterling silver, yep. 52 means it's a lever filler with a number 2 size nib, 14 karat gold.
I wrote with it. It was
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's a it nice, fun. Nice pen. So, freshly restored and in my pocket.
Did you come with a pencil?
It came with a matching pencil.
It's a set.
It's a set, yeah.
So, we're going to say goodbye again.
Bye.